You are listening to The Dr. Kinney Show, and I'm your host, Erin Kinney, a naturopathic doctor and speaker who's passionate about teaching you how to understand what is happening in your body, why your body is reacting the way it is, and how to make the appropriate changes in your life to get your body back into balance. Something I've learned from my private practice is that the more patients know about their health, the more likely they are to make better diet and lifestyle choices, which ultimately leads them to a faster recovery. Each week, you are going to learn actionable tips, tricks, and teachings from myself, along with the help of top experts in the holistic health community, so that you can make better informed decisions about your body and your healthcare. Let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Dr. Kinney Show. This week I'm joined by Marek Petrovsky, who is a longevity advocate and has a really cool story to share about what he has been doing for the past few months and what he's going to continue to do for the next year. So thank you so much for being here, Marek. It's great to have you on the show.
Hi, Erin. Great for inviting me.
Yeah. So can you start by sharing a little bit of your story and kind of get into what you're doing?
Of course. So I'm in marketing. I'm building brands. And for the first 20 years, I was running big advertising agencies and serving clients like Coca-Cola, Pizza Hut, and all the other not so great brands as I see it now. Mm-hmm. Then I was traveling mostly to California for inspiration. And I went there to an amazing conference called Extreme Future Technologies in Forecasting. And there they were talking about the technologies that are going to change the world for better within the next 10, 20, 30 years. And there was a lot about space exploration, about longevity, about cryonics or power plants on the orbit. And I was super excited because, you know, in Europe, we think what's going to be in 10 years. In Poland, politicians think what was 10 years ago. And there they were thinking about what's going to happen in 20, 30 years, and they were investing in it. So then I decided I want to work for industries that are going to change the world for better and substantially. And I chose longevity as my first go-to choice. And when I will already make sure that I can live for hundreds of years, then I will switch to space exploration.
I love it.
So it was the beginning of the story when I started thinking about longevity. In the meantime, I started to work as a chief marketing officer for a robotics company. But in March this year, I told them, okay, I can just work one day a week and the rest I have to dedicate to longevity so that we all live longer and better and healthier lives. So here I am. I decided to go with my son for 1 year trip around the world in the quest for longevity. He just finished his high school, so he could do a gap year. And we just set off for the trip in the middle of August, and we decided to make a movie about it. So we are shooting a movie beyond time. We have our friends joining us with more equipment. We travel with four cameras. They join us with two or three more. And we just want to explore first for us to learn more and more about longevity and then to show the others how to live longer, healthier, and better lives.
So cool. So where are you visiting on this year trip?
At the moment, we are on Okinawa, which is a big island of Japan. And here is a little village called Ogimi, which is called a blue zone. And it means that this is the place where people live the longest. So here you can meet a lot of centenarians.
That's very cool.
Yeah. And before we started at a longevity conference in Dublin, in Ireland, where we interviewed the best scientists in the industry. And after that, we decided, okay, so now let's travel around the world and let's visit them at their labs, at the universities, so that we can learn more. And on the way, let's visit some top biohackers, nutritionists, healers, and just learn from them and so that we can share it with the other people.
Very cool. So let's talk about the blue zones a little bit. So can you tell us where all the blue zones are in the world?
So Okinawa is the first one. Then we have Sardinia in Europe. And we also have Icaria, also in Europe, in Greece. And then there is Loma Linda in California. And also one blue zone is in Costa Rica.
And what, I actually don't know this, what defines something as a blue zone? Like, how did they determine these zones?
On the average, people live the longest. And you can meet most of the centenarians here in these blue zones. And there was this journalist who joined his forces with the professor, and they were putting these points on the map and marking them with a blue pen, hence the blue zones. And usually the things that we can learn from the blue zones, these are very simple things. It's how to eat, how to interact socially so that we stay longer and more active, alive. And then they usually talk about the purpose so that you wake up and you have purpose ahead of you and you just want to live. And the mindset is the basis of all the longevity. And people exercise, but they exercise just naturally. So just walking around, getting up, getting down, not especially going to the gym. And they usually live in beautiful surroundings. Like here in Okinawa, as we were talking today to these centenarians, they were talking, saying, you know, it's so beautiful here. We have the sea, we have the mountains, and it's a very quiet village where we meet a lot, we laugh a lot. And this is the way how we live so long and so happy.
Very cool. So what have you noticed? What's been your favorite thing about being in Okinawa so far?
In Okinawa, it's so quiet here. Of course, you have big cities like on every island, but we usually go to places where there is almost no one. So we walk the streets and we're just alone. And that's the beautiful part of being here.
Yeah. And where's next on the trip?
So next you go to Vietnam. We have to rest a little bit because for the last month, we were just hopping from country to country. Longevity is not just about lifespan and health span. It's about living and enjoying life and having fun. So that's what we're going to do in Vietnam.
You've got to make sure you're enjoying the trip. So you're going to go play a little bit in Vietnam.
Yes. And then we plan to go to China, to Shanghai. There are some longevity clinics that we want to visit. And also there is a very interesting company in Civico that is using AI to boost research on longevity and on new drugs development. So actually, they speed up research by 100 times or 1,000 times, and we want to see their robotic lab.
Very cool. So they're using AI robotics to do the research.
Yes.
Interesting.
You know, when you work on new drugs development, you have, you know, to make a lot of trials. And when you use AI, you can just make 1,000 times more trials at the same time. And I think they lately became the first unicorn in this industry. So, you know, we keep our fingers for them. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, very cool. So if you had to, right now, where you are, if you had to talk about maybe the things that you think contribute the most to longevity, I mean, obviously we talked about the blue zones and the things they're doing there, but from your perspective, what do you think are the pick five things that someone needs to do in order to ensure living a long, joyful life?
Okay. Before I get to that,
okay,
I created a longevity map before we set off for the trip, and I will share more about that later. But on this longevity map, I wanted to show a helicopter view on longevity and what's there for us. And there are three parts of that. The first one is longevity basics. And this is more or less what the blue zones are doing. So, you know, great nutrition, mindset, sleep, a proper lifestyle, no alcohol, no cigarettes. This is the basics. And there is one more thing. Don't die from something stupid. And it's not just, you know, don't make unreasonable risks. It's also test yourself regularly because, you know, these huge diseases of our century, which is heart disease.
Oh, so you mean get screened for things to make sure you've got nothing going on. Yeah.
Usually, you know, all these illnesses, they develop 20, 30 years before.
Yeah.
And we only know about the 1 year before, and then it's too late. So if you don't do that, it's your decision, but then you can die. And that would be stupid.
But do you think what's the incidence of heart disease in the blue zones? It's probably very low, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Because of they're doing all these other things. But you're saying to add in that early screening just to make sure.
Yeah, like one thing is like we all should do DNA check because, you know, there are 3% of our genes that can lead to rare genetic diseases. And if we know about them earlier, then we win. So this is a must do. It's only 3%, but on the other hand, this is still 3%.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's good to just
good to work with someone who's going to help you, you know, run all the preventative tests and keep up with that like year after year so you can get a baseline and then see what's going on.
Exactly. And then there is the second part of the longevity map, and I call it biohacking upgrades. And this is supplements, medications, also like easy to use therapies, you know, like going to sauna, cold plunges, red light therapy. Then we have advanced therapies in longevity clinics where you can go to hyperbaric chambers or do microneedling, IVs, and so on and so on. But there, I also put here cosmetology because, you know, skin is our biggest organ and we really have to take care of that. So it's not just, you know, making a bigger smile on our face, but it's just taking care of our skin. And there is one more thing, which is psychedelics, which I also treat as biohacking upgrade because, as I said at the beginning, mindset is the basis of everything. You know, if you want to live longer and you feel happy every day and you enjoy it, then you're going to live longer.
Yeah. Yeah. So using the psychedelics to kind of open up the mind a little bit and rewire some things.
Exactly. Like I did an MDMA-induced therapy 5 years ago and it changed my life completely and I healed my childhood trauma. So I think it's a very important tool for longevity.
It's really amazing what that type of therapy can do. It kind of, it just retrains the brain. And it's so cool, the research that's coming out of like them, specifically for trauma.
Yeah, for me, it's beyond amazing. And for me, it's special because it's very conscious. You know, when you take mushrooms or you take LSD, you have visions and it can direct you in a proper way, but still you might believe it or not, what you're seeing. And with MDMA, you're just going deeply into your subconsciousness and what you see, it's you, it's your experiences. And then you can, you know, start remembering them and heal them. So for me, this is amazing.
Yeah. Okay. So we got the second one. Then what's next?
And the third one is the next level thing, which is radical life extension. And this is top minds of longevity industry working on technological advancements so that we can live 20, 30, 50 years longer and more. So here goes 3D bioprinting. So we will be able to print our organs adjusted to our DNA, our body size, and so on and so on. Then we have genetic therapies, which are very promising. And they can stop mind deterioration or muscle dystrophy. And they are already available. Of course, they still need to be tested on thousands of people, but the results are very promising. And then you have anti-aging drugs, which are also entering the market pretty soon. And CRISPR-9, which is a way to modify our genes and maybe, you know, just switch them off. And then you have epigenetics, which is, for me, mind-blowing because actually epigenetics is connecting science with spirituality and just with everyday life because actually it's not just about the genes, it's about epigenetics that are controlling the genes. So through our lifestyle, through what we eat and how we sleep, we can turn on and off certain genes. So this is kind of magic to me. So this is the third part. And actually when people ask me, okay, so what should I do to live longer? What is the main biohack? I usually say, okay, look at this map and just do everything you can.
Mm-hmm.
And you can start small, you know, with proper exercise and diet and sleep and mindset, which can give you amazing effects. Actually, I believe that you can prolong your life by 10 or 15 years just by doing healthy choices in your life. Then I say, okay, then if you're ready, just start with biohacking. But it's also not like you have to inject something into your body. It just go to sauna, go and have a cold plunge and maybe do microneedling for your skin.
Yeah. Or biohacking could even be getting outside and getting some more morning sunlight and putting your feet on the ground. You know, some of it could be basic.
Exactly. I will tell you a funny story. Like 1 month before our trip, my son came back from holidays with his mom. And then I told him, hey, Alec, we're going to make a documentary during our trip about longevity. And his first reaction was, Dad, I didn't sign up for that. Like, I can shoot some movies with my phone and put it on social media, but I don't want to be an actor. Like, you are a longevity advocate. And then I asked him, okay, so do you take care of your body? Yes, I do. Do you take care of your nutrition? Yes, I do. So I say, you are a biohacker. Am I? Yes. And, you know, if you start learning more about that and then show it to the people, you are a longevity advocate. And then he started understanding that. And after, as we started our journey, and it was not just me interviewing the scientist, it was also him. And then he started thinking, oh, maybe I should go and study medicine, you know, like, so he's getting more and more into that.
Oh, that's cool. That's really cool. You inspired him.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, we have the three stages of the longevity map. If you had to pick five things, I'm just going to make you pick, what would be the five things that you would do? Like the first five things, or maybe what are the things you're currently doing?
Okay. So I'm doing almost everything. So of course, exercise, nutrition, and sleep. These are the three most important ones. And of course, taking care of your mindset. Like these are the four big pillars of longevity. And actually, I think that, you know, in your podcast, you could also write that you are also about longevity.
Yeah, I think I am.
Yeah, exactly. But then if I could, you know, say about a biohack, let's call it, that really was a change maker to me. In April, for the first time, I put on a CGM. So this is a continuous glucose monitor, like a little sticker with a little needle. Exactly. And I love that. I was wearing that just for 2 weeks and it changed my life. Like I changed my diet overnight just by seeing how food, exercise, and all the other things are affecting me. So if people ask me about one thing, that's what I say, just wear a CGM and you will get better every week.
Yeah, I'm a really big fan of the CGMs. It gives you so much information about what's right for your body because everyone's a little bit different, but and your blood sugar is going to respond to the things it likes and the things it doesn't like. And one of the most important things for anti-aging is keeping blood sugar pretty stable. We don't want to have high levels of blood sugar because it starts to, you know, cause problems with the arterial walls and it just, you know, too much sugar. It almost like erodes the body, which we don't want to do. It's probably the worst thing. I think eating too much sugar is probably the worst thing you can do in terms of aging.
Exactly. And a year ago, I decided, okay, I want to have Bruce Lee abs. So I look super cool finally. And I even bought Ozempic because I thought, okay, I would do everything. So why not Ozempic? Like everybody's talking about that. But then I was going skiing. I was doing a lot of sports and I didn't want to lose my energy. So I never took Ozempic and then I put a CGM on and I lost so much fat over the next few weeks. And okay, I don't have Bruce Lee abs yet, but I'm getting there.
That's awesome. Yeah. So CGMs are a great tool to help you figure out what's going to work best for you, which is awesome. I love that. So tell me about when your documentary is probably going to come out.
Within a year. So first we need to finish our trip. Then we will sit in the studio for 2-3 months or more to make the movie. And probably on the first stage, it will be like 1.5 hour movie. But then we have so many materials from, you know, amazing places. And so based on that, we will probably do a series. So soon we will be talking to these big media partners so that they can support us in that. And probably work with some TV stations so we can start showing the glimpses to our adventures.
Amazing. We'll have to have you back on the show after the movie comes out. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Anything else you want to share about being a longevity advocate or anything else we've talked about today?
One thing is be bold. You know, when I told my friends that I'm going for a 1 year trip around the world with my son, they were like, oh, you're joking. How can you stop working for 1 year? How can you just travel? Like you should be working, making your wealth. And I said, you know, like living is the most important thing. And I just don't want to live another 10 years just working my ass off every day. I want to start living. And if I could spend 1 year with my son doing that, that's beyond amazing. And I can always make more money. And I don't need that much when I travel. Actually, when I'm traveling, I think I'm spending less money than when I'm home. Because I don't need to, you know, live in luxury house. I can just live budget and just being beautiful nature is amazing enough. So just make bold choices and don't waste your time. every year is important, every month, every week, every day is important. So just enjoy it every day.
Yeah, I like that. And that helps so much with the mindset too, right? To make sure you're really living and really enjoying. Life becomes so much better. Yeah,
exactly. You know, when I was telling my friends that I want to live 500 years or more, they were, you know, saying, oh yeah, you're crazy. Of course, I was telling them it's not going to, you know, happen overnight. You know, first we will prolong our lives by 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, and so on and so on. But then the second question was, okay, but why do we want to live so long? You know, like, isn't 100 enough? And I was so surprised that so many people were asking me that. And I was just saying, you know, I want to do everything. I want to fly into space. I want to be a fireman. I want to be a rock star. I want to be a doctor. Everything. And while one lifetime is not enough.
So you got to live for 500 years.
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
I hope that death will become optional soon. And you know, if somebody wants to die, he can die. But if you want to live for hundreds of years, just leave it and enjoy it.
Sounds awesome. Well, this has been a great chat. Thank you so much for all the information. And is there anywhere people can go to find out more about, are you blogging or on Instagram or kind of documenting the journey while you're in it?
So we have Instagram, Longevity Advocate. And actually, if you DM me with a word map, then you will get this longevity map that I was talking about.
Oh, great.
And I think this will be very helpful to people just to see and get inspired that everything is possible.
Yeah.
And there is also longevityadvocate.com, which is my blog. And I put there some information that can be helpful. And there, of course, will be information about the trailer and the movie that we'll be doing.
Perfect. We'll put all that in the show notes. But I'm excited to kind of watch your journey and see how it unfolds and for the movie. So thank you so much for this chat. And I will see everyone next week. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Dr. Kinney Show. Be sure to follow the show and leave a rating and a review. It supports me so much. Plus, I always love hearing from you guys. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I'll talk to you next week.